The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. I don't think anybody's listening. I don't think there's anybody out there.
I do. My husband. Mark is listening, Mary's listening, Nan's listening, Patty's listening, Marie's listening.
I hope so, because they're not letting me know.
And your friend, Curtis?
Curtis.
Hey, Curtis. We just want to know which Curtis you are, because I know a Curtis.
Okay.
And I'd love to know.
And she won't really bother you. She won't get you arrested or anything.
No. Curtis is a great guy. But I don't want to say too much.
He's funny.
I don't want to say too much, because...
You give it away?
I don't know. Curtis. The Curtis that I know was the manager of McDonald's. I can say that.
Okay.
And he may still be. And he worked at BJ's for a while.
Okay.
Really nice guy.
All right.
So, Curtis, who are you? Who are you?
How many Curtises
who
can we find? Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30, pre-recorded WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Great people here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Great people here. If you want to do a show, you can even contact Pittsfield Community Radio and find out if you can do a show.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, nope, that's not gonna work.
Oh, that creeps me out.
I love that music.
Oh, I love the music, but it's The Exorcist, and I hated that movie. But it's really pretty. It's the something of the bells, what's it called? The
Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells.
Mike,
it really is cool.
Oldfield.
Very nice.
I just meditate on that.
And that's not the one?
That's not the one.
All right, this is take two of our disclaimer, starring Beverly was like creepy, like but you were crying, and I got that at the end because I think you went,
yeah. And for those of you out there that don't know what the hey we're doing,
that's okay.
This is common. This is normal for us.
We just come here and have lots and lots of fun, and Mark was listening to it this morning.
Yes.
And I had to go in the other room. But my husband actually said that he would come on our show.
Yes.
Which was
pretty
cool.
And I'm trying to get my hubby to do the same thing, so that would be so cool.
And Mary, in answer to your question, yes, if you happen to be out and about in the morning on a Thursday and you want to pop in, Mary, we would love to see you.
You would be more than welcome.
You would be. So the holidays, March 20th is World Storytelling Day.
Ooh, cool.
The 20th is also Proposal Day.
Oh, I remember mine.
What was it? I mean, I know what it was.
We were just not napping, and he said, it's about time to make this permanent.
Oh.
And I said,
what? And then you said?
Yay!
Oh, and then how long after that?
Did we get married?
Did you get married?
6 months.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Time to think about it? Or
no, just a plan.
Just a plan.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's permanent. And it's permanent.
It is. It is.
It is.
Almost 40 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
40 years.
Just about.
Happy anniversary.
In June.
Oh, my gosh. 40 years. You did it. You're still going to continue to do it?
Still going as far as I can.
The 21st is Common Courtesy Day. The 22nd is International Goof Off Day. The 23rd is Puppy Day.
Aww.
Oh, I went to a friend's house the other day, and they have three of those little white dogs, and they're adorable. They jump up in your lap and just cuddle, and you get to just have a puppy fix.
They're,
you know,
little dogs.
Little, like, the size of two footballs or a football.
I like the little ones.
Really cute and very friendly. So then the 23rd is Near Miss Day. I don't know if I like that. The 24th is Chocolate Covered Raisins Day.
Those I like. Can't eat very many of them because, you know. Anyway.
No, they're good.
Yeah.
I want to get them for the movies, but I think about it when I'm in the theater, and they're very expensive in the theater.
Can you
put
them in your pockets and...
I could sneak them in.
Sure.
I could.
I'll bet you a lot of people do.
BJ's has chocolate-covered raisins in this large container, and I think the brand is Kirkland. So is that BJ's or one of those big box stores?
Costco or something.
And they're good because they're larger.
Mm-hmm.
Their raisins plumper. Are larger.
Plumper. They work faster on the other.
Oh, gosh. They're so... No, not for me. Thank goodness. And then the 25th is Waffle Day. And also Tolkien Reading Day.
Oh, God.
The 26th is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
My day.
Your day. And the 27th is Spanish Paella. Paella, thank you. Day. I love paella.
It's got meat in it, doesn't it?
I think you can have them leave it out.
I've never had it.
They make it. I've had it, and it's really good. I had it actually in Spain, and it's really good. They bring it in this big, big round pan that's not too deep.
Yeah, and you just scoop it out?
It's just got everything in it, and the flavor is delicious. But I think you could probably say take the meat out.
Okay. All right.
So those are the days.
And these are the three questions, true or false. Two are false, and one is true. Number one, Rihanna was born in the Bahamas. Number two, Marrakesh is the capital of Morocco. Number three, a Caracara navel is a type of orange. Caracara navel.
Caracara. And how many are true?
One.
One is true.
Only one.
I've got it.
Okay.
All right. You're going.
That's kind of scary.
You. Uh-oh. Where did the rest of my stuff go? So you're going to kill me.
Why?
Because. Where did the rest of my. Here it is. No, that's not it. I'm looking for lost pages here.
I have home remedies.
Cool. I have. Well, I'll do the stuff that you're not going to like later.
Oh.
Well, not. You're not. You're not going to like it.
I'm afraid now.
No. So, you know the little loop on the back of, they used to be on the back of boys' shirts when we were a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they're still on shirts.
Those were for ties, weren't they?
For ties? You know, that's a really good idea. You put the tie on there that matches the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I have.
Okay.
But that's really good.
Okay.
We used to, they were called Fruit Loops. And if we liked a boy, we would grab it and... rip it off. That was really iffy. Really not a good situation because you could... I've seen holes.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
sure you could rip it and rip the shirt. But anyway, it's
and
this...
And have a little tail hanging.
Yes. Anyway, this particular website that I found this information on that I forgot to put on here is they're used to hang your shirts from in the closet.
Oh.
It prevents them from being wrinkled.
Then why don't women's clothes have them?
Because I don't think it works, and women probably maybe don't want wrinkles. Well, I shouldn't do that because that's kind of sexist.
I think it's already sexist if it's only on the boys.
Men. But I picture a shirt hanging by that. How does it stay unwrinkled?
I don't think that would work.
I don't either.
Because it'll be kind of sogging.
It'll be laying in all the folds and all. But yeah. That's what I found.
I think it's just an excuse.
Okay.
All right. I have some natural first aid pieces.
Oh.
Number one, cayenne. Just a little bit of cayenne mixed with hot water can help stop bleeding, fight colds and flu, and clear chest congestion.
Red cayenne.
Red cayenne.
I think that's the only color it comes in.
You can probably put food coloring in it if you want.
Is that so?
That is so.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear another?
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider vinegar. You can mix 1 tablespoon or teaspoon of apple cider vinegar into a glass of water to soothe an upset stomach, or make a 50-50 solution with water and spray on sunburned skin.
Oh, apple cider vinegar is good for a lot of things.
It is.
I believe it or not, I think I even read it's good for heartburn, which seems weird. Because it's so acidic.
I don't think I'd use it for that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So the blue side of the eraser, remember in school we had a big eraser and one side was one color and the other side was pink. It was blue or pink. It was divided.
There
was
no.
Oh, really?
Mine were all the same color.
Not on the bottom of a pencil. These were those
That's
hand,
the nib.
Those hand. Yes, the nib. It was a rectangular eraser. One had a line in the middle. One half was one color, and the other half was the other color.
Those weren't Ticonderoga pencils, were they?
No.
There you go.
They're not pencils. It's just the eraser all by itself. You never had one of those?
Anyway,
one side was a little softer, and the other side was a little harder.
Okay.
And I always thought that the softer one was for the pencil, and the harder one was for the ink. And not according to this.
Okay.
So it says it's not for erasing pen ink.
Oh, now I know what you're talking
about. It's used to erase pencil on heavier paper.
So it doesn't poke holes in the paper.
Right. It can also erase the smudges left by the pink eraser. So if you get a smudge from your...
When it gets dirty with the ink, with the pencil, graphite, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We didn't have whiteout in those days.
No, they didn't.
No.
Peppermint tea.
Love it.
A cup of minty tea can ease a headache, soothe an upset stomach, and reduce tension. Steep 1 tablespoon peppermint leaves in 1 cup of hot water, then strain and drink.
Now I just realized I have to write these down. Peppermint tea. I wonder if you do the peppermint tea and the cayenne together, what would that be?
Oh, gosh.
Well,
I don't know. I don't think I could
I like
do that.
Peppermint tea.
I don't know.
No.
It's good for mice, I hear.
Peppermint?
Yeah.
Good
sprinkle
for them
it around.
Keep them away?
Keep them away.
Mm.
Apparently, if you sprinkle them around your house, your house will smell nice and minty.
And outside in your garden, I think you can do that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then if it rains, of course, you've got to...
The slugs.
Mm. Arrow on your gas gauge.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the little arrow?
Oh, yeah. That's your where your tank
opens. Do you know I didn't know that until a few years ago?
Oh. Okay.
I did not know that. So if you look at your gas gauge in your car and you see this little arrow, that tells you what side your tank filler is on.
Mm-hmm.
Your gas tank.
It's usually right by the sign of the gas tank.
Yeah. I think... That's so cool.
It is.
And it's been there forever, and I never knew.
Well, you must have been doing it right all these years anyway.
No, I can tell you that there were times when I'd drive in the gas station and I'd be on the wrong side. Or when you rent a car and you pull into a gas station and you go, oh, God, you look at the gas tank.
There you go.
You look at the gas gauge, rather.
Yeah. Ginger. It soothes gastrointestinal symptoms, including motion sickness and morning sickness. Make a tea by steeping 1 tablespoon ground fresh ginger in hot water for 10 minutes. Strain and drink.
Do you like ginger?
Sweet ginger.
Like,
because it can be very bitter.
Candied ginger?
Yeah.
I like it too.
Yeah. Too much.
I like it very much. My sister says it tastes like soap.
Mm.
And I just love it. I eat it in an Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
I love just... Just they shave it and
handfuls. Yeah.
The tiny buttons on our jeans, you know those little rivets?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were originally used to protect the weak points in the pants structure when the pants were made from canvas. So those were weak spots. So they would put the rivet there to strengthen the weak spots.
So the denim was not the first?
It says now they're made from heavyweight denim, but they still put the little rivets in a lot of jeans.
I didn't know it was made of canvas in the beginning.
I didn't either. I wonder how comfortable that was. Well, like anything with...
Well, I don't feel them today.
The more we wash, the more they get soft. So maybe that was that way with canvas.
Huh.
And canvas, would that be like a... You know, they had those big potato bags.
That's burlap.
That's burlap. I was going to say, not be a comfortable.
No.
Oh, canvas is that the...
Like it's, tarps. And
yeah. No, not for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Carob powder. Use 1 tablespoon of this powder to help quell diarrhea. Just add a dash of cinnamon and mix it into the water.
Cinnamon and carob powder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what's hard about that? If you go, how often will you use carob powder? So,
well, if you buy carob candy, you can.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, who knows?
Yeah. I just think about buying it and then you use it once and it sits there. How many spices do we all have?
I don't use any.
You don't have a spice rack or a spice cabinet? So you don't use any?
Greg does, but I don't.
It's hard with spices because if you get something like if you need ground fennel seed or you need fennel seed for a recipe.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
One time.
Uh-huh.
And it sits there.
Uh-huh.
I have found spices in my house.
Don't they go bad after a while?
Well, they're supposed to. I don't know if that's a sales thing, but I've actually opened them and tried to smell them, and there's nothing. And then I look at the date, and it's far surpassed its life. I mean, far. Very far.
Okay.
And to not even have a smell. And like some, I noticed one time when I did open some oregano, I smelled it, and it just smelled like grass.
Oh.
It just, so time to throw it away. You know, and it's sad because I've had that bottle... You know, for 40 years.
I wonder if cats would like it.
Maybe.
They could roll around in it and
Maybe.
Mine eat catnip.
They don't just play with it.
They don't just play with it. They eat it.
I don't know about catnip. It's not edible?
I don't think so.
Well, obviously to them it is, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever buy the little grass that you grow in your house?
They don't like it.
No?
Oh, I tried that.
Kind of a fun little thing, or like a chia.
You'd think it's a good idea, yeah, but nah, they're just nose in the air.
Okay.
Aloe vera plant. Use as often as needed to soothe the discomfort and speed the healing of sunburns, blisters, calluses, cuts, and scrapes, and other minor skin irritations. You can simply break a leaf off the plant and apply the juice.
Yep, that's a real...
Have you done that?
I have.
Yeah?
And I know that you can get soothing sunburn gel, aloe vera, in the gel.
Uh-huh.
And one time, a long time ago, my kids and I went to the beach with their friends. And the kids, of course, you're in the water. Your back is to the sun.
Oh, sure.
And they all got burned. And it was that aloe vera gel.
Mm-hmm.
That we just slathered on mm-hmm. their backs, mm-hmm. as well as cold towel.
Cold. I wish I'd known that when I got sun poisoning.
Yeah, sun poisoning's bad.
That was really horrible.
Yeah, been there. Ugh. Where did you get sun poisoning?
All over my legs.
No, I mean, where were you?
hey, you know, Lake George.
That's where this happened. The same place. We were at the Lake George RV Park, and we were down at Million Dollar Beach.
I grew up near Lake George.
So were you at Million Dollar Beach when you got burned? Oh. But you know where I'm talking about.
I've seen it.
I love Lake George.
It's expensive.
I don't know what it's like now. I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, it's crazy.
But, yeah, it's hard. It's sunburn.
Hurts. Mm. I couldn't walk for 3 days.
I understand. I got burned in Hawaii the day we were getting on the plane. I got burned that day, and I began to swell. And I had to unbuckle my pants on the plane, and then I had to take off my clothes. Somebody had bought a muumuu. That's fun to say.
Muumuu.
And took it out of her carry-on and gave it to me, and I had to put that on. I couldn't buckle my seatbelt. I was burned. I had to go on antibiotics.
Cow,
I was so burned. So you and I know.
Didn't know you would swell. I didn't swell.
I did. I was burnt. Raw. I mean bad. Okay, some extra pieces of fabric. Have you ever purchased something and they give you a little swatch of fabric and maybe a button in a little bag and they have it attached to the clothes?
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder why they give you that fabric?
Just so you can wash it and test it to see if it'll bleed or not?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay! See, I know some of these
That's
things
exactly
being the age I am.
Right. I never knew that. Okay. I, in my little... mine thought
you were sheltered.
It was to patch a hole.
Oh, no, no.
Why do they give you thread?
Because they give you the button, too.
Well, yeah.
You may need the button. And if you're not out in your sewing room, you might need the thread.
So do you keep the little thing hanging inside the shirt with the button in it?
No, I usually take it off.
How many buttons do you collect?
I used to collect quite a bit. I used to have a whole tin full when I had my very first cat. I named her Buttons because she liked the button tin.
And do you still have the buttons?
No.
Really?
No.
I have a jar of buttons. And I don't think I've ever... I've got a button from a coat that I had when I was 14 years old. Isn't that funny? It's a blue button.
And why?
Button. I don't know. It's just in the jar. And I must have saved it. My mother must have had, I don't know. I don't know how I ended up with it. But I do have buttons from clothing that I haven't worn in decades.
Okay. And you can give them to a museum.
Or we go to a button swap.
Ooh. No. Okay. This is for you. Treat itchy bites.
Yes.
You make a paste of baking soda and water. May be mildly effective. The alkali in the baking soda tends to neutralize the toxin. Dissolve 1 teaspoon in a glass of water, then dip a cloth into the solution and place it on the bite or sting for 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, so it's not a paste.
No.
Ah, that's interesting.
The next one's even funnier.
You know what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spoon.
The spoon, the hot spoon or hair dryer works every time.
I've never had an itch from a mosquito.
That's crazy.
I can't help it.
Never.
Never.
You do not know what it feels like to get an itch from a bite.
I can feel the bite, but that's it.
No itching.
No.
That's insane. You're so lucky. I told my dermatologist that I put a hair dryer on bites, and she pretty much looked at me cross-eyed, and she said, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, it's you point the hair dryer to the bite until the hair dryer, you know, starts to get too hot, and then you pull it away, and then you do it again, you pull it away, and then it just stops the itching. The histamines run away; they just run away."
Okay.
And she said, "No." And I said, "Yes." She said, "No." And I said, "Yes."
So she doesn't itch either.
She just doesn't know that really would work.
Oh.
She doesn't understand the science of it.
I'm
sorry. Heat? It works.
Okay.
It does.
All right.
So cool.
Calm down.
So when you get a bite, I'm going to pray that you get one bite that itches.
Why?
So that you can test my theory.
That's cruel. Okay. All right.
The hole in your... Is it my turn?
Yeah.
The hole in your pot handle.
Uh-huh.
So if you have your handle,
uh-huh,
and at the end there's a hole in it.
Yeah.
I thought that's because you'd hang up the pot.
Okay, here we go.
Most spaghetti, these are used to hang your pots and pans, but you can also use it to hold your utensils.
Uh-huh.
It will prevent the utensil from swimming around in what you're cooking.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on the width of the handle.
You got it.
So the handle could, you knew that.
I did. I also knew that if you have those tools that you would do spaghetti with and you lift them out, the hole that's in the center of those little things, that's the size of the spaghetti that you're supposed to put in the
All
pot.
All right, so I'll just cross out the next one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Was that it? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's so good. It's exactly my next one.
Oh, my God.
I think that's That's just how we are.
Ooh.
That's how we are.
All right. Now, this is interesting. It says rubbing onion on your insect bites may burn at first, especially if the wound is open, but it could be beneficial long term. Onion is high in, I'm not sure how to say this, so be kind, folks. Quercetin, Quercetin, an anti-inflammatory compound that can help the histamine outbreak.
Wow. I wonder what it means, help in the long run.
I don't know.
And I would hope that that would mean things like you won't get a scar from the bite. Well, that's only if you scratch it.
Would you ever get a scar
from
the
bite? Well, if you scratch it and you scratch it hard enough and you break the skin.
Oh, okay.
You could. But I just wonder if that means that once the onion has done its job, it's over. It won't itch anymore.
I think I have solved the problem of why I don't itch. Because when I get bit by a mosquito, I slap it really hard.
That's why.
Maybe it pushes out the histamines. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. That's something we need to look up. Or one of our listeners can look up and email the answer to
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know why Beverly does not have itching when she gets a mosquito bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those little buggers, I hate them.
Okay.
Oh, I hate them. Oh. This is cool. So, you know, on a metal measuring tape.
Yes.
That you pull out of the thing.
Sure.
The tip of that has got that little bendy silver thing.
Yeah.
So, it's called a bit.
Uh-huh.
The metal bit usually has a serrated edge.
Uh-huh.
You know this, I can tell. Oh, I get you. The edge is used to score softer surfaces like drywall, so you can mark it without a pencil. The hook also has a hole in it, which can be used to help hold a screw or a nail in place. You knew
that part I didn't know, but the other, yeah.
Brilliant stuff that most people don't know.
Carpenters know.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. There's one here that I actually copied the picture and sent to my son, my grandson, and my husband that I'll share with you in a moment.
Okay. I was just going to say rubbing a banana peel on insect bites may induce a cooling sensation.
Oh, the banana peel.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What you got? What's so important?
Screwdriver that works with wrenches. I'm looking at your face, and you don't know this one.
That works with wrenches.
With wrenches. So the slide the end of your wrench. You know the wrench that's got the
teeth.
It's.
Uh huh.
Like it's like eight, and then four.
Right. Right.
Some screwdrivers, if you notice when you hold them, have the lines. They're like it's not perfectly round on the handle.
Are you talking about? Oh, so it's not, it doesn't matter whether it's Phillips or not.
Correct. It's the handle of the screwdriver.
Okay.
That you'll notice, and Mark's got plenty of these where it's bumpy. So I think, it's like that because of...
So you can grip.
Grip. You put your wrench over that, what is that called? The thing with, it's a long thing and it's got two things on the side. And it's a wrench.
Gotcha. I know what a wrench is.
And you put it over the screwdriver, if the screwdriver's in the screw hole,
yeah,
and you can take your wrench and go move the screwdriver so it screws if it's in a place where you can't see. It's hard to explain this because I'm trying to.
I can see it, though.
So you put the screwdriver in the screw.
Uh-huh.
And then if it's in somewhere and you can't
hold it, yeah.
You put the wrench, and the wrench can turn the screwdriver and put the screw in.
There you go. There
oh
you go.
Gosh.
That was hard, and you got through it, and I'm so proud of you. Do you know how to calm a rash? Vinegar? You wouldn't think so.
No, you wouldn't. You'd think that would sting.
Mix a solution of 1 part white vinegar to 16 parts water. Soak a clean, soft cloth in the mixture and apply the compress to your rash. The acetic acid in the vinegar acts as a topical NSAID, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug.
Just so amazing, isn't it, these things?
Oh.
Yeah, read it.
Oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
Make some soupy oatmeal and allow it to cool, then scoop the mixture into an old sock and strain out the liquid. You can apply the sock to the rash as a compress for 10 minutes. Every 2 hours.
Wow.
I know some people who just put the oatmeal right there on the skin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would think that would work.
I should think so.
I would think so. Yeah. And then you eat the oatmeal after, or you put your sock on, and maybe it will soften your toes. If you just put their foot right in there. And well, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
All right. Here's one. Toothpicks.
Mm-hmm.
So there are toothpicks that are flat.
Yep.
There's the ones that are round with a little pointy on each end.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are those toothpicks that you pick up sometimes, and one's got a pointy end, and the other one has like little round indentations in it.
Oh.
I'm actually showing her this toothpick.
Oh, okay.
It has one end, and it almost looks like, this might be something for a party that you attach to, because it's kind of got grooves. There's two grooves in the end of the toothpick. Guess what you're supposed to do? Nope.
No,
you're
no.
supposed to break off the end that has the grooves in it and then rest your toothpick on it like you would some fancy places.
Why would you keep it after?
I have no idea, but it's a toothpick holder. You prop up your toothpick so it doesn't touch anything. It's more hygienic. I don't know that I would put the toothpick on the table with people.
No.
And my toothpick is there.
No.
But it is a toothpick holder.
That's like the Chinese chopsticks. You break off the end of that, and that's what you're supposed to lead them on.
Yes.
Yeah. Weird.
Who would think of that? We are weird.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Waves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Oh, yes. 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
And we're back. This is Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are.
I want to go down and do those kind of voices.
Stop. WTBR 89.7 FM. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30. This is a pre-recorded show, so we will not answer the phone, but someday, who knows? And,
oh, yeah. Rihanna was born in the Bahamas. Marrakesh is the capital of Morocco. A Caracara navel is a type of orange.
Mm-hmm. So, two are
false.
One is true, two are false.
Yep.
And you're going to learn something today.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful weather we've been having, and I have been working in the yard.
It is, yes.
Man,
yes.
I got tired quick. But I was, I am so ready for spring.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hate me because I'm going to talk about this again.
Oh, no.
Pot. This, you guys, you have to, I want people to hear this again. Pot in pot landscaping. So you she hates me. So here you go. Listen now. You dig your hole. You put an empty pot in the hole.
You dug a hole, that's for sure.
The empty pot goes in the hole. Then you have a plant that's in the same size pot.
Yeah, another crap.
You put the pot in the pot. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to change out your pots,
okay,
then you pick the pot out of the pot and move it to another pot. Not that kind of pot. So it's such a good idea. And it's also very good to put the pot. You gotta make sure the bottom is cut out of the pot that's in the hole first.
Yeah.
So you cut out the bottom of the pot, you put it in the hole. You pack the dirt around it. Then you put your other pot inside.
Dirt.
You can also plant your plants in pots with the bottom cut out. If you or holes, it should be holes. If you don't want that pot to spread, if it happens to be a plant that spreads.
I'm spreading.
It'll stop the spreading.
Spread the sunshine.
And you know how there are plants that spread like hosta.
Oh, yeah.
Hosta. Oh, my gosh. I don't even think a pot could stop.
They are beautiful. I love
those. A hosta tuber.
Mm.
I think it would bust right through the pot.
Mm.
So she's not enjoying this.
I'm just counting time.
I love it. I'm going to put a star on my paper.
Go right ahead.
All right. Honey. What have you got?
I think you did a good job, even though it's not really my kind of thing. Prevent chronic pain.
Oh, please, yes.
Let's turn her off. Okay.
Yes.
Go Mediterranean. Switching to a diet full of foods with proven anti-inflammatory effects can help. Recent studies have found that winds up looking a lot like the Mediterranean diet. Adopting this approach to eating is a matter of shifting many of the foods you already enjoy. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, healthy fats, and seafood. Those are the foods you should eat.
Love all that. What's a healthy fat? Avocado.
Something that doesn't stick to your ribs. No, I
don't know. So avocado, I think, is
avocado, yeah.
I can't think of healthy fats. I can think of a lot of unhealthy fats.
Green beans.
Are healthy fats? A green bean is a fat?
I don't know. Rethink usually. Hold on. I'm looking. Weekly fish, poultry, occasionally. Fruits and vegetables, legumes, isn't...
Oh, is legume is protein. Good for vegetarians.
Olive oil.
Healthy fat.
Uh-huh.
Grapeseed oil, healthy
nuts
fat.
Nuts and seeds.
Avocado oil, healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs.
Yeah. Eggs.
Healthy fat.
I've got to stop eating as many eggs as I do,
I think. Why?
Because I could be overdosing.
On eggs?
Yeah, because I had 5 of them yesterday.
What?
Well, I had 2 in the French toast, and then for a late lunch, I had 3 toast.
Eggs.
Uh-huh.
On toast.
Uh-huh.
Do you like egg salad?
Yeah.
I love egg salad. What do you put in your egg salad?
Eggs.
What else? Mayo? I'm waiting for mayo. Does the mayo go in there?
Yeah.
Salt, pepper?
No.
Relish?
No.
Mustard?
No.
Ooh.
Mustard?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Tiny, tiny bit. It has a little bit of tang. I know somebody who made deviled eggs the other day, and she put avocado in it.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, that sounds good.
That sounds good, and it gives you some more healthy fat.
What do you do when you like something that much, like avocados? I could eat them every single day, but you don't. You should never buy them because they just sit in your cupboard. How do you get around that when you just you see them in the cupboard and you think, I should eat that. I like that. Why am I not eating that?
I think you have to make yourself do it, and I get what you're saying.
Okay.
So I made sure that I would have it with a meal, like as a side thing.
Okay.
And then I put balsamic vinegar on it a little bit. A little salt and pepper, maybe.
Or maybe it's just too much work.
It's hard to put in a salad because it gets brown, and if your salad's left over, it gets brown.
Yeah. I suppose you put lemon juice on it, it stops
lemon juice, I think, helps.
Hey, Mark, what do you do? Tell me. I'm listening to you, sweetie.
But avocado, what I have a problem with is sometimes they're 10 for 10 at the supermarket.
Ooh.
So if you do that, and you bring them home,
that's
you know how they ripen.
Fast.
You pick one up, you cut it open, and it's got all brown inside, and then that's in the garbage. Then you pick another one, and it's all brown. So I don't know how to time it, so you buy 10.
You even buy if you them when they're them really the hard.
Yes. And have to try to take one out 2 days before you're going to cut it, because if you keep it in the refrigerator, it stays hard longer. And then I learned how to cut an avocado. There were these little girls on a news show. And they cut the avocado all the way around lengthwise and then twisted it open. Uh-huh. And then they bashed a knife into the, hear that? Bashed a knife into the pit and twisted it and pulled the pit out, and then they made lines on the avocado on the inside and then just scooped it out. And until that day, I had been peeling avocados.
Peeling avocados?
Yes.
Oh, honey.
Yes.
We did leave a sheltered life.
Man, peeling an avocado is just nuts. Anyway, how did we get on avocados?
Fat.
Oh, yes.
We were looking for fat.
And you know, interestingly, I just read yesterday, or maybe even this morning when I was looking up stuff to talk about, you know, avocados are fattening, but it's a good kind of fat, and it actually helps you lose weight if you eat one a day.
Of
an avocado.
Yeah.
I love avocado.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay.
Balance to block headaches. Cantaloupe. The melon is 90% water and provides the electrolyte magnesium, which can play a role in regulating pain transmission. Lentils, fiber-rich food. They're good for headaches. Matcha tea. Next time you feel a headache coming on, have a matcha latte. Its caffeine will constrict dilated blood vessels. Have you ever heard of matcha?
I have heard of it. I've never had it. I think tea? It's powder. I think
it's a powder.
I think it's a powder that you put in anything. Matcha.
Oh.
You know, I think about all this stuff, and I think I gotta go buy this. My aunt lived to 102 years old.
Woo!
She died of natural causes. She was never. I think she was in the hospital once for overnight.
Wow.
She never had any health problems.
Did she smoke?
She smoked most of her life.
And drink?
But that quit. She quit. No drinking.
Okay.
And she didn't do all this stuff. She ate pretty basic.
Yeah.
Toast and coffee in the morning.
Mm.
You know, a sandwich at lunch. She cooked a lot of her own food. She was not a go-out-to-dinner eater. 102.
Wow.
She didn't go to the gym.
Was she sharp right up to the end?
She was sharp about 3 years before, and she drove until she was in her 90s. She was about 90. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
So you think about that. And yeah, what about that?
What about that?
Packing peanuts.
Yeah, those are fun for cats.
Because packing peanuts still allow for good drainage, they're perfect for lightening the load in large flower pots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are also cheaper than soil. So now you can justify a $4 cup of coffee while you get the job done. What does that mean?
What just, job?
Just I don't know what it has to do with the coffee. Maybe the $4 cup of coffee is, maybe it's $4 for the packing peanuts. I throw mine away and now I wish I had kept them. Just be sure to add a layer of landscape fabric over the top of them so the soil doesn't slowly sink to the bottom. So you put the packing peanuts in your pot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, landscape fabric, I guess that's that black stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really good for drainage and also lightens the weight of your pot.
But it still is fun with cats because it gets stuck to the hair and they try to get it off and they're walking Do around they? The house with it and it looks like they're in curlers.
That's got to be cute. You should take a video of that.
All right. Oh, okay. Ease allergies. Blueberries. When you get a whiff of an allergen like pollen, your immune system releases histamines, inflammatory compounds that trigger allergic reactions such as itching and swelling. Blueberries contain the antioxidant quercetin, the same one from before, which findings suggest could block histamines and help keep symptoms at bay. So anytime you feel like you've got drippy nose or whatever, eat some blueberries.
Eat blueberries. I hope it's going to be a good blueberry season. Messed up.
Last year, not so good. The year before that, I had them all over the place.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you picked them?
Oh, yeah.
And you froze them?
No, I give them to my neighbors.
You can freeze them very well.
I know.
Except when you thaw them out, of course, they're mushy. So you have to put them in things like muffins.
I can stand a little of them.
You know, when you bake.
Yeah. Oh, like who does in my house? No, we have an oven. I don't know why.
It's okay. Keep the pets out of your garden. Animals, cats especially, seem to think all of the hard work you've put into the garden looks like a huge litter box for them. To keep them from pooping on your basil, strategically place a few plastic forks with the tines up around your plants to deter them from destroying your fresh herbs, your fruits, and your vegetables. What a smart
point. No, it works to a point.
Have
I
you
use
tried
it,
that?
I use it in my house plants because they like to sleep in them, and they squish the plant. So I put them there that way. But I know something even better.
Oh, good. I'm writing it down.
Anything citrus. If it's strong enough, they will avoid it like the plague.
Lemons,
limes, oranges. Anything that's strongly citric.
So you actually put the peel in there, or you buy drops?
Mm-hmm. You
put the peel.
Either one. Whatever you find. They do not like citric.
Okay. Good to know. Good for everyone to know.
Okay.
Now that it's time for growing things. And actually, like you said, inside your house.
Did you
keep the forks in there, though?
As long as I have cats.
You keep the forks and you add the...
Well, I use the plastic.
Right. But then you add the citrus to it as well?
No, not in the house, but I should.
But you add the citrus outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Rihanna was born in the Bahamas. Marrakesh is the capital of Morocco. And a Caracara navel is a type of orange. Which one is true?
The Caracara navel orange is true.
And why do you know that?
Because I see them in the supermarket.
I've never heard of them.
Oh.
Really?
I don't think I've ever purchased one.
Caracara navel is...
Caracara.
Wow. Well, you're right.
Only because I saw them in the supermarket.
Wow. Do you know where Rihanna was born?
You said Bahamas. She was born in Hawaii.
No. Barbados.
Barbados.
Marrakesh is not the capital of Morocco. Rabat.
Never heard of it.
There you go.
Isn't there a song that has the word Marrakesh in it? There is.
Or one that sounds like Marrakesh?
There's a word Marrakesh.
Oh, Marrakesh. Now she's going to be thinking about
that. Okay, if you happen to know, email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And thanks for listening.
Yay. We will be back. You have been warned. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.